Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we reflect on the conflict between ambition and affection portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 84, penned by an anonymous poet. Set in the Palay landscape of Drylands, the poem speaks in the inconsolable voice of the lady to her confidant, expressing her angst at her man's parting away. Kannum, tholum, tannarum kaduppum, thidilai algolum pala paratti, nerunalum ivanar manne, indre, perinir oppin, pei venter, maranil neel idai maan nasayurum, suduman tasumbin, mattam tindra, pirava vennai uruppu idandanna, uvar yelu kalari, omai aam kaattu, veyil veetrirunda, vembu alai arunjuram yeguvar enba. தாமே தம்வையின் இறந்தோர் மாற்றல் ஆற்றா இல்லின் வாழ்க்கை வல்லாதோரே. The poem begins by listing organs proclaiming the physical well-being of a woman, talking about her kann meaning eyes, thol meaning shoulders, and kadupu meaning hair. Remarkable that the word for praise remains parati over the many millennia. We meet again, the beautiful word for yesterday in nerunal. Learned a fascinating expression for the word mirage in Pei Venter, which literally translates to devil's white chariot. What a poetic expression for that which deludes human perception. Suduman Tasumbu details the art of pottery by referring to a fire-baked clay pot. Got to know that the word kalari does not refer to the popular martial art form but to saline soil. Let's take a moment to praise the ingenuity of those poets of yesterday in packing together perception, pottery, physics, and physiography in a few lines of verse. Moving into the meaning of the verse, we find that the man and woman have been in a blissful married life. During such a time, the man parts away from the lady, going in search of wealth. The lady is filled with anguish and she turns to her confidant, saying, "Just yesterday he was here, showering praises many on my eyes, my shoulders, my fragrant cool hair and my yellow streaked loins. But today he is far away." The mirage deludes in that treeless long path, making deer come near it with desire, seeming like a big body of water. Like butter that doesn't gather together and lies scattered even as the rod churns on the hot clay pot, the saline soil lies scattered in that dryland forest with just the omai trees. In that place, heat rules with severity and a wave of harshness spreads all across the land. They say that he is by himself walking on such a dreary path, all because he is incapable of living a life at home, refusing to render help to those who come to him seeking. With these words, the lady puts forth the honorable reasons for the man's parting away and yet reveals that she is filled with pain. Delving into the layers of the poem, we find an elaborate description for a mirage. As mentioned before, this is referred to as a devil's chariot in this poem. When riding our own metal chariots on highways on a hot day, we may have experienced this phenomenon of puddles appearing ahead on the road before us. I read that this happens because of the refraction of light waves when there's a hot layer of air below cooler layers of air. This is mostly prevalent when the temperatures soar, and same here, says the poem, with its description of the place as one where heat reigns supreme. Such a mirage is said to be mistaken for a pond of water by thirsty deer roaming the dry forest. Not a mere description of the natural scene, but a metaphor to say how all the praise and love from the man yesterday seems to have turned into a mere mirage today by his parting away. Another stunning simile smiles at us in the comparison between scattered butter in the churning pot and the scattered saline soil of the land that does not let plants bloom. Searching on the web, I find many articles on agriculture discussing the saline soil prevalent in Tamil Nadu and ways to solve it. a concern that has been around for quite some time, as detailed further by the poem, which mentions that the only tree that grows here is the Omai tree or the toothbrush tree, which we have met before in its alias of Ugai tree. The tree being short and having tiny leaves offers no shade to the man walking alone on this harsh path. As the lady imagines the man suffering on this path, she also understands he is going through all this not for any selfish gain, but for a noble purpose. He wants to earn that wealth so as to be able to shower on those who come to him in need. The lady declares that the man is not someone who can bear to say no to the needy. Thus, she understands why the man had to leave, and yet she is desolate. A testimony to the fact that the heart's eyes are clouded by the mirage of emotion to raise above and fully perceive the logic of the mind's path. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.